AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Afghanistan's Taliban government announced the release of two Americans in a prisoner swap, identifying one as Ryan Corbett. The Taliban says they were exchanged for Khan Muhammad, arrested 2 decades ago and now serving a sentence in a California prison. At least two other Americans remain detained in Afghanistan. Back in the Oval Office...
Oh, what a great feeling. One of the better feelings I've ever had.
President Trump signed multiple executive orders after being sworn in, including one on TikTok that he claims gives him new powers.
Essentially, with TikTok, I have the right to either sell it or close it.
Among his first actions, issuing pardons to around 1,500 individuals convicted in the January 6th attack, including Enrique Tarrio, former Proud Boys head honcho. The FBI confirming a Border Patrol agent was shot and killed on I-91 in Vermont, south of the Canadian border. One suspect killed, a second wounded. This is ABC News. From the Rockies to the Northern Plains and into the Deep South, warnings for extreme cold. And parts of the Gulf Coast could see their biggest snowfall in 60 years.
Stay off the roads starting tonight. Do all your travel now, make all your preparations now, and try to stay off those roads.
Fort Bend County, Texas, emergency manager Greg Bapst.
Once that precipitation hits and the snow starts, the roads are going to be iced over. And that's why everyone's taking this high emergency and telling everybody to stay off the roads.
State officials are carefully watching the power grid for signs that demand for electricity is approaching capacity. In the meantime, local leaders are asking their constituents to wait for a warm-up later in the week before venturing out. And telecommuters are ready.
I can work from home. I'm going to try to stay off the road as much as possible.
In Dallas, a shelter with capacity for over 1,000 people has been opened for those with no place to go. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And in New York, I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator 38-year-old Ben Johnson is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked one or two since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number two film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop-off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning out in the overnight, as we'll see still plenty of clouds around the area. They should thin a little bit, though, towards sunrise. Temperatures nearly to 15 below. Wind chills around 30 to 35 below. And a gusty northwest breeze. Sunshine 5 above Tuesday. Currently 7 degrees below zero.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some communities considering getting rid of fluoride. What would this mean for you? Brought to you by Big Cavity. We'll kick it around tomorrow. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
And the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
On this day of mourning, the first day of the Trump presidency, of the second Trump presidency, the headline over at the Washington Post right now is that there are several thousand immigrants who were using the Customs and Border Patrol, the CBP app that's been in place for a couple of years now, where you can apply for asylum through the app, and the app then, and you stay in Mexico, and then the app creates an appointment for you at some point in the future, and then when your appointment's available, you show up at the border, you show the app to the Customs and Border Patrol people, they let you through, you go to the courthouse, you have your or whatever the building is, and you have your appointment with somebody who can listen to your claim. All of those people who are down in Mexico, many of them have been there 6 months or longer. Many of them, young families, women and children, their apps just all notified them that all appointments are canceled. There is no more immigration into the United States, period, from this, via the southern border. So, you know, it's begun. It has started. Trump has not yet started signing his executive actions, and we don't yet have a good sense of what they all are going to be. We know what he's promised. He's promised to reinstate Title 42. This is a kind of an obscure public health law that gives the president, in a case of a public health emergency, the ability to close the border. And Trump used it, used COVID as the excuse before and closed the border. And he says he's going to use, he's just going to say, you know, these brown people from south of the border, they're carrying disease. And so we're going to close the border. We'll see if he does it. The mass deportations he's promised, we'll see what happens. Ending birthright citizenship. We discussed this on the program, I think, a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, about how they plan on doing this. The argument is highly technical, but, you know, it might fly with this Supreme Court argument to end birthright citizenship, which would be interesting because Vivek Ramaswamy is here as a result of birthright citizenship. Neither of his parents were U.S. citizens when he was born here. So, you know, how's that going to play out? He wants to build more border wall. You'll recall during his last presidency, he built 40 miles of border wall. And he wants to also basically federalize local law enforcement. He's promised to put tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico, and China on his first day in office. We'll see if he does that. He has apparently postponed the TikTok ban. Now, the law doesn't provide for that. The law says that you can postpone the ban if there's a purchaser, to give that purchaser enough time to work out all the details and transfer data and information and all that kind of stuff. And it can last for, as I recall, 90 days. Trump just says, you know, hey, we're just going to suspend the law, essentially. We're going to ignore the law. We'll see how that plays out. I'm guessing there'll be lawsuits around that. He reiterated in his speech after he was sworn in that he intends to drill, baby, drill. By the way, it's confirmed he never put his hand on the Bible for his swearing in. Again, I think he was afraid it would catch on fire. So his drill baby drill agenda, we'll see what that means. In all probability, it means that his Secretary of the Interior will, you know, blow up Biden's banning offshore drilling in the Atlantic and Pacific, and will open up the wildlife refuges in Alaska and in some other parts of the United States to drilling, which is kind of weird. I mean, there's not a shortage of oil right now, right? Gas is pretty cheap. Oil, there's plenty of oil. In fact, one of the reasons gas is cheap is because so many people are buying electric cars. He also wants to eliminate the electric vehicle mandate. It really wasn't a mandate for electric vehicles. It was a mandate that auto manufacturers have to cut their emissions in half by 2027. And the easiest way to do that is to sell a bunch of electric cars. But another way to do that is to sell fewer, big trucks that get 16 miles to the gallon and more lightweight vehicles that get 40 miles to the gallon. I mean, they could do it, right? But anyhow, Trump says he's going to undo that. There is a ban on exporting natural gas. He's going to undo that, which will help the fracking industry. He says he's going to stop the transgender lunacy. Nobody's sure exactly what that means, but transgender people all across the country are starting to get, not starting, are very, very concerned about this, where this is going to go. He says he's going to end all diversity, equity, and inclusion policies in the federal government immediately. I'm guessing that will happen. He's going to demand that federal employees all show up in the office. Right now, the Social Security Administration is probably the largest agency where there's still a lot of people who can work from home. He's going to bring them all back home. He's going to end funding to, quote, radical left non-governmental organizations, nonprofits. That would be presumably bringing back the so-called global gag rule so that any federal dollars that go to any nonprofit that anywhere in the world even mentions the word abortion no longer gets federal funds. But I'm guessing that it's going to go way beyond that. We'll see. He did promise to be a dictator on day one. And, we'll see what that means. So there's a lot of possibilities. So that's what I've got. What's on your mind today? Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Look, I'm glad you opened up with South Korea, and, you know, that is bold. I first served in South Korea when Chun Doo-hwan was the dictator, you know, / president, right? Mm-hmm. This has been my issue. People think that, Dave's just some sort of zealot, career service member, patriot. No, look, my problem is, the problem I have is dictatorship works, but it cannot work in America. And I'll tell you why. Just like no matter what happens in South Korea, you can never out dictator the Kim dynasty and the Kim regime in North Korea.
Right.
You're never going to do it. All right. Trump, if he becomes, look, here's the formula. I'll give Trump the winning formula if he's winning. Save TikTok. Okay. Ensure people can still work from home. Okay. Do a faux show of force on the border. And I don't know, people may be clamoring for him to change the Constitution. Look, there's a constitutional coup. They're doing it in the Republic of Georgia. This is what we have to be on guard for. Pro-Russia forces in the Republic of Georgia are engaged, you know, with that billionaire, Bidzina Ivashvili, to do a constitutional coup to keep Georgia from, you know, going towards the EU. And you know, we're kind of like in the middle of it here in America, but it may be premature. You know, with all this effort by the Trumpers and the right wingers to modify the Constitution, all right? And the thing is social media plays a big part in this, and I don't know when we're ever going to have a frank and honest conversation.
We won't. Donald Trump, we had a caller just in the last hour who said that, he posted something on Facebook that said that, you know, these other countries all tax their billionaires, but we don't here in the United States. And Facebook took it down. I mean, Facebook is owned by the guy who owns 1/50th 2% of all millennial wealth in America is in Mark Zuckerberg's money bin. And apparently you're not allowed on Facebook to point out that billionaires in America generally don't pay taxes. It's crazy. Dave, thank you for the call. Spot on. It's coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, fair and only slightly unbalanced. Right back with your calls. Right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. Hey, it's a new year and time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now is the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Matt and Air on Air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bubba 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 bubba?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left or right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only types 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. So go to getnativepath.com/Hartman, G-E-T, nativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end to start your transformation.
Voices of the people, rising strong and free in the song of freedom.
21 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Nina in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Nina, what's up?
I want to be spot on, too, today, Tom. You mentioned I Paid Hitler, the book.
Yes, by Fritz Thyssen.
And I ran and got it. It took me 58 days to get it.
Did you get it from your library?
No, I purchased it.
Oh, wow.
And I felt so excited about it. So I can put it in my hoarding now. But my husband, Barry, said it's mind-blowing perfect, what the book is about, of course.
Yeah.
And then he happened on The Night of the Long Knives, which is on, I think it's on Prime. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, of the literally few hundred films we've watched on Hitler, this is it. And I said, I'm going to tell Tom. So I think it's on Prime, The Night of the Long Knives. I know you're familiar with it.
I am.
And I know you are. And he said, this is the ultimate, ultimate piece.
Well, I have not seen that show or that documentary. I'll have to look for it. Thank you for the heads up on that.
Please do. Please do. And don't ride bicycles nude in Portland. That's what they say about Portland. I just read that yesterday.
Well, I've never done it, but there's a big naked bike riding thing every year here in Portland, and lots of, you know, like 1,000 people do it. So, but I've never participated. And I won't.
No, of course not. No.
Not my thing.
No, of course not. And God bless you. Anyway, that's it for me today.
Okay. Thanks, Nina. Appreciate it. Mike in Salem, Oregon. Hey, Mike, thanks for listening to KMUZ. What's up?
Oh, what's up is the Supreme Court has done it to us again, Tom.
Uh-oh.
They let a criminal in the White House. And 2000, they put Bush in there, stopped the votes.
Yep.
Whoever heard of that?
Yep.
It's just ridiculous, and we got to scream that to the top of our lungs. And it's the Supreme Court is the reason Donald Trump.
It's not the Supreme
Court.
It's five Republicans on the Supreme Court. Let's be very clear. There were 4 dissenting Democrats on the Supreme Court saying this is wrong.
Oh, good. I'm glad there's some pushback there.
Yeah. Just like with Citizens United, there were 4 Democrats saying no way. And every single one of the, you know, the Shelby County decision that gutted voting rights. Again, you had four Democratic nominees saying, no, we shouldn't do this. This, you know, this is, you're overturning a law that Congress passed. But the 5 right wingers, this is not the Supreme Court. It is 5 right wingers on the Supreme Court dating all the way back to the early 70s when Nixon changed the makeup of the court by driving Abe Fortas off the court by threatening to prosecute his wife, which is frankly something that Biden should have done with Ginni Thomas. But, you know, that would have required the Justice yes. Department having some courage and you know, sadly. Mike, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
I love you, Tom. Love okay. you, Tom.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Good talking to you. Shirley in Hopewell, Virginia. Hey, Shirley, what's up?
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I just wanted to say, living here in deep, deep blue redneck Virginia, that Virginia did go, red Virginia. Virginia did go blue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Virginia is
sort of.
A blue state.
Yep.
So if you want to scream from your lungs about how dissatisfied and disgusting and in distress you are, purchase an American flag, stick it on the back of your window in your car, upside down. That's the international sign for distress in America.
Yeah.
And everybody will know exactly what you mean, because they did it to Mr. Obama, and we're going to do it to him.
That's a good suggestion. You can also get those clingy ones. You know, they're just transparent plastic, and you just slap it on the inside of the rear window so that people can't deface it or steal it. That's a great
exactly.
idea. Shirley, thank you very much.
Do it.
Yep. Christy in Greenville, Alabama. Hey, Christy, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon. This is my first time calling, and I've been watching you, and I just want your perspective, because you seem to be able to talk people off the ledge. And if you'll just allow me to connect some dots here, everyone remembers the Kevin Roberts interview that he did on MSNBC where he said that Project 2025 would be implemented and it would be bloodless if the left allowed it.
Right.
But they did not focus on the last part of what he said, which is, we are not at this time prepared to reveal the remainder of Project 2025 to the public. And I have long suspected that they are trying to bring back slavery. So now they have this, Sarah Huckabee Sanders has approved this 3,000-bed detention center on an 800-acre parcel of land in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I saw the video. I always bet things, so I looked up the article, and they say it's due to prison overcrowding.
Yeah.
But that's obvious. I don't think that's true.
Well,
and
slavery,
I think they're going to make the migrants into slaves.
I think that's possible, Christy. I mean, you know, if you are convicted of a crime in the United States, you can be enslaved under the 13th Amendment. So that makes perfect sense. Christy, thank you very much.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls. It's the place where smart people get their news, the Tom Hartman Program. Stick around.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Afghanistan's Taliban government announced the release of two Americans in a prisoner swap, identifying one as Ryan Corbett. The Taliban says they were exchanged for Khan Mohammed, arrested 2 decades ago and now serving a sentence in a California prison. At least two other Americans remain detained in Afghanistan. Back in the Oval Office...
Oh, what a great feeling. One of the better feelings I've ever had.
President Trump signed multiple executive orders after being sworn in, including one on TikTok that he claims gives him new powers.
Essentially, with TikTok, I have the right to either sell it or close it.
Among his first actions, issuing pardons to around 1,500 individuals convicted in the January 6th attack, including Enrique Tarrio, former Proud Boys head honcho. The FBI confirming a Border Patrol agent was shot and killed on I-91 in Vermont, south of the Canadian border. One suspect killed, a second wounded. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Comedian Dave Chappelle has made a living being funny and controversial, which is tough to do. On last weekend's Saturday Night Live, the comedian said he was tired of being controversial. During his fourth time hosting the show, Chappelle wished new President Trump good luck, joked about the LA fires, and at one point said he was never invited to a Diddy party, adding that that is a hard way to find out you're ugly. He might be tired of being controversial, but it will be interesting to see if he can avoid those urges over the next 4 years. Awards season is heating up, even for the lesser-known award events. Saudi Arabia's Joy Awards took place over the weekend and had some serious star power in attendance. Morgan Freeman was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, which was presented by Anthony Hopkins. Matthew McConaughey was given the award for Best Personality, which is really impressive given that he makes the absolute worst commercials. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator 38-year-old Ben Johnson is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning out in the overnight, as we'll see still plenty of clouds around the area. They should thin a little bit, though, towards sunrise. Temperatures nearly to 15 below. Wind chills around 30 to 35 below. And a gusty northwest breeze. Sunshine 5 above Tuesday. Currently 7 degrees below zero.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me and it's like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by author of The Meet the Parents Story, Laura Enright, and Meet the Parents creator, Greg Liana. Then herbalist Mason Hutchinson joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Well, those are my favorites. They also have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer a 100% money-back guarantee. If you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get that 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM. Past the hour, and the whitehouse.gov website has been transformed into a Donald Trump Lollapalooza. It's a festival of pictures of Trump and his wife and all, you know, we're going to make America great again and all this kind of stuff. And there's a list of President Trump's America First priorities. He's going to end Biden's catch and release policies. They're going to reinstate, remain in Mexico. Build the wall, end asylum for illegal border crossers, crack down on criminal sanctuaries, enhance vetting. Deportation operation will address the record border crossings, suspending the refugee resettlement. After the armed forces will engage in border security. He's going to designate cartels as foreign terrorist organizations and use the Alien Enemies Act to remove them. They're going to seek the death penalty. The president will unleash American energy by ending Biden's policies of, quote, climate extremism. Right. Let's see here. Empower consumer choice in vehicles, shower heads, toilets, washing machines, light bulbs, and dishwashers. Oh, boy, we can buy incandescent bulbs again and burn a lot of energy. He's going to declare an energy emergency. He's going to end leasing to massive wind farms that degrade our natural landscapes. He's going to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. He's going to, a lot of this is just kind of BS rhetoric. You don't know exactly what it means. You know, he's going to usher in a golden age for America by reforming the government bureaucracy. Right. End the onslaught of useless and overpaid DEI activists buried in the federal workforce. I translate that into we're going to fire as many black people as possible. President Trump is announcing an unprecedented slate of executive orders for rescission. He's signing them right now with Mike Johnson. Improved accountability for government bureaucrats. That's, you know, code for we're going to do away with the American civil service system, or at least for 50,000 people. That was a big thing in Project 2025. Federal workers going to have to go back to work, you know, physically. End the unconstitutional censorship by the federal government. No idea what that means. And the State Department will have an America First foreign policy. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I am not optimistic, but I am I'm not terrified. And I don't think any of us should be. We need to be prepared to push back, to speak out, and to stand up for this country that we love. So, what's on your mind? Angelia in Seattle. Hey, Angelia, what's up?
Well, hello, Tom. I just wanted to provide a perhaps new name for the GOP, which is Greedsters of Power. The way that they disparage our name, the Democratic Party, and call us Democrats, when they call us Democrats, we should call them Greedsters of Power. I'd also like to just mention that it might perhaps get evangelicals to start questioning who they're really worshiping, because greed is one of the seven deadly sins.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think they care. I always like greedy old, what was the P? No, we can't use that word. Plutocrats, greedy old plutocrats. That was what I was trying to remember. Yeah.
There you go.
Angelia,
well,
thank you very much for the call. That was a good one. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. So this about the birthright citizenship, I don't have any strong opinion on it one way or the other, but I just have to wonder if a person has two parents from different countries and neither are the United States, and then the child is born here and they don't have citizenship, what there, that's a person without a country. How would that work?
Well, it would, I don't know. You know, there are people who are without countries. Many of them are refugees. But the shtick that these guys are proposing, Clay, is the, let me see if I can, birthright citizenship is in the 14th Amendment. And let me give you the exact language, because they're going after basically a technicality here. The 14th Amendment says, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. And so what they're saying is that subject to the jurisdiction thereof, what that means is that you are subject to the laws of the country. And they're arguing that people who are in this country illegally, people who are in this country without permission and without documentation, are not subject to our laws because we don't know who they are or where they are. And because they're not subject to our laws, their children are not eligible for birthright citizenship. And so, you know, if they can get the Supreme Court to agree with this, then what they're going to start doing is going looking for, you know, the Dreamers, whose parents came over illegally, and then, you know, well, actually, the Dreamers are children who were brought here illegally. They're going to be looking for the children of, quote, illegal immigrants who already have U.S. passports, and they're going to start taking away their passports and denaturalizing them.
Could they? I would think that would be that they could do that going forward, but I don't see how they could take away somebody's citizenship. Why they would take away? Well, I mean, I can see why they would want to do it, but
well, the Constitution does forbid ex post facto laws. In other words, you can't create a retroactive law. So, but this wouldn't be a law. This would be an interpretation of the Constitution, and so that might have retroactive impact. I'm not an attorney, and or certainly not a constitutional attorney, so I don't know. But I do know that that's the shtick. That's the argument that John Eastman came up with that Donald Trump is promoting.
Sure.
And you know,
well,
it's going to have to be tested.
In 4 years, we're going to have a lot of fixing to do, assuming that we can, you know, win an election.
I agree. And we need to get ready to. Yeah, we need to get ready to win that election too. Clay, thank you for the call. Spot
exactly.
On. Thank you, Andy in Bedminster, New Jersey. Hey, Andy, you're right there, right down the road from Mr. Trump, huh?
I'm at ground zero here. I need help. Save me. Listen, Tom, I just wanted to say this, okay? Do you know a guy, Greg Palast?
Palast, right? I know Greg very well.
Yes,
he's a friend.
And yeah, I knew I saw him on your show before. What about Vigilantes, Inc.? Did you watch that? And is that like
I narrate that movie.
Mule?
Oh, no, wait a minute. Vigilantes, Inc., yeah, Greg's movie. I'm in that movie, I think. No, I'm not.
What?
It's just there's just a big thank you at the end for me. Yeah. I went down to Los Angeles for the premiere screening of that, the red carpet screening of that, and Greg and I.
I haven't heard you mention it.
No, we played it here on the program or pieces of it. We had Greg on the show. I went down to L.A. and I did that thing. We talked about that. So yeah, I'm real familiar with Vigilantes Inc. And you're going to be hearing Greg on this show on Thursday with a follow up to that.
Yeah, because I mean. Republicans cheat. I mean, there's one sitting in jail right now that for that woman Peters or whatever, Clara Peters or Cleta. I don't know. I can't keep all the names straight, but they cheat. Did we even do one recount? I mean, we just assumed that it was all on the up and up because we don't want to look like crazy Trumpers, but they cheat. They always cheat. Every time somebody's cheating, it's a Republican. Whenever somebody's assassinating, it's a Republican.
It certainly seems that way. No, and both of the guys who tried to take a shot at Trump were Republicans,
right. Exactly. Now, I mean, what are we doing here?
I got it, Andy. I got it. And, people who haven't seen Vigilante Inc., get over to gregpalace.com and you can see it.
Yes.
Andy, thank you. Sonia in Marble Mount, Washington. Hey, Sonia, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I am so thrilled to speak to you. I only found out about you a couple of years ago when a friend of mine from Germany said, oh, you have to listen to this guy. He's so smart. He's so wonderful.
Well, thank you.
So I've been doing that ever since. But in these dark days where I can't even explain the simplest of things like tariffs on products, not tariffs on countries, et cetera, mm-hmm. I wanted to thank you for having something to say about talk radio, because back in the early 90s, I got introduced to some really great late-night radio, and one of them was something I'm sure you're familiar with, but everybody else I've spoken to has no idea what I'm talking about, and that's Tom Beaudet.
Oh, yeah.
Doing his wonderful stories and out of cafe cups in Homer, Alaska.
Yeah, most people know him for his ads for Motel 6.
Right. Right. We'll leave the light on for you. Yeah.
But he's good.
But I just thought, you know, we need more things like that to be out there to give light in these dark days.
Well, he was the master of non-political talk radio, essentially.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, talk radio about the topics that you'd talk about around the kitchen table kind of thing.
Right, right. But also just making kind of like Gallagher and Red Skelton and others could bring out the truth of humanity without necessarily concentrating on the ugly.
Yeah, no, I get it. We just need
more of that. And by the way, you're not a book hoarder if you have your books aligned on bookshelves.
Thank you. Thank you, yes. I am a book collector.
Myself also.
Okay, thank you,
Wonderful
Sonia.
To talk to you, my dear.
Great talking to you, too. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with more of your calls here. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your calls.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other great Link products. Our VacPack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for that. Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Well, now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason and government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman, with two N's at the end, today. Or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 to become a member today. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. That's FFRF, as in Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.us/Hartman, with two N's at the end. FFRF.us/Hartman, or text Hartman to 511-511. In a world so divided. Got your calls here. John in Seattle. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Martin Luther King's Day.
Thank you. Back at you.
I just wanted to bring up, I'm kind of wondering if there's going to be a major backlash on these prisoners coming out, and that maybe they might want to stay in prison because there's people that are going to probably have their phone numbers and names and where they live. And it could be like, you know, a big backlash on them, and I wouldn't want to get out knowing somebody would want to come after me.
I doubt it. There are not organized bully boys on the left, frankly. You know, we once had the Weather Underground. They got crushed by the FBI. We haven't had an armed or violent left-wing movement since basically 1975.
Well, what about Antifa, though?
There is no such thing as Antifa.
Okay.
Antifa is a contraction of anti-fascist. My father was Antifa. He volunteered to fight in World War II to fight the fascists.
Right.
There is no organization called Antifa. There's no headquarters for Antifa. There's no phone number for Antifa. There's no membership for Antifa. Antifa is a boogeyman that was made up by Fox News and right-wing radio hosts to scare the hell out of conservatives. That's all.
Right.
Pure and simple.
Well, I'm just curious, though, that there might be people out there that would want to take these prisoners that are going to get pardoned.
I don't think so. No, I don't. I really don't. I don't think there's any risk to them at all. John, thanks for the call. George in Coarse Gold, California. Hey, George, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Just a quick observation and a recommendation. The observation is that Joe Biden has come and gone from Washington, but Louis DeJoy is still Postmaster General.
Yeah, good point.
And the recommendation is this new book by Chris Hayes that's coming out soon. Sounds very interesting about how our attention is being diverted from all these screens and everything and how it's affecting our brains. And I think it'd be a good guest to have on for a quick interview.
Yeah, Chris is always welcome on the program. So yeah, if he's got a book out, we'll certainly reach out to him. Thanks for the heads up on that, George.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. John in Plymouth, Ohio. Hey, John, what's up?
Oh, hello. I didn't think you were going to get to me. I've been listening to your program for a while, but a few things today. You know what? On this immigration, the cost of this immigration, moving people out of the country, hope to come up with I've looked into some of the countries, their yearly salary, where they came from. My gosh, he could offer them $1,500, and a lot of them would get on a train, a bus, or a plane and go back home for that kind of money.
Oh, it would be cheaper to pay them to leave the country than to pay people to track them down and haul them out?
Well, you know, you take a look at some of them countries where they come from and do their yearly income, and a lot of them were not top of the food chain down there, you know.
No, I get it.
So, $2,500, and you can go back home in a plane. You might be able to live and reestablish yourself with that kind of money, but that's just one thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I get it.
I don't know. That's just one thing I would say consider doing.
All right, thank you for that, John. I appreciate it. Julia, you got a quick one here in Madison, New Jersey?
Yeah, very quick, very simple. About the woman that called in about the flag.
Right, putting an upside-down flag on your car, yeah.
You can buy American flag stamps. Always, always, always use the upside down.
You're right. You're breaking up, Julia. So I'll tell your story. You can buy American flag stamps and you can put them on your letters upside down and pay your bills that way. And it's a little personal statement. Excellent. Julia, I got to run, but thank you for the call. That was a good one. And thanks for being so brief. It's the end of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-550-7400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-550-7400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-550-7400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers is in with another edition of What's Grinding His Gears, and we'll take a look at what's worse, grocery or clothes shopping. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Now president, once again, Donald Trump has set about unraveling President Biden's legacy. He began signing executive orders.
I'll revoke nearly 80 destructive and radical executive actions of the previous administration, one of the worst administrations in history. Maybe the worst.
He issued pardons of 1,500 participants in the Capitol riot 4 years ago, calling them hostages as he signed the paperwork in the Oval Office. Another executive order seeks to end birthright citizenship in the U.S. The American Civil Liberties Union is already suing to stop that. Hot, dry Santa Ana wind returning to the Los Angeles area, threatening new fires or expanding existing ones. The Palisades fire is at 59% containment, 83% for the Eden fire. Former Vice President Harris and husband surveyed damage there after returning from Trump's inauguration. This is ABC News.
It's not.
The hot, dry Santa Ana wind is returning.